The Drug Enforcement Agency wants to outlaw all hemp food products because they contain trace amounts of THC, the psychoactive ingredient that gets marijuana smokers high. Most of the hemp used in the U.S. now comes from Canada, where industrial hemp cultivation was legalized 3 years ago. Now, hemp advocates hope an appeals court judge will force the DEA to amend its new rule by adopting a Canadian THC standard. Sue Kastensen sells hemp products online from her home in Westby, Wisconsin. In February, her sales dropped 65% when stores across the country pulled her line of shampoo, skin lotion, and lip balm off the shelves in response to the DEA's new rule. She hopes the agency will compromise now and allow products like hers with minimal levels of THC to remain legal.
Pot that people smoke is anywhere from 5% to 30% THC. And again, the oil that I get is 0.003% of THC. And by the time I mix it with other oils, I mean, there's just nothing. It's kind of like comparing poppy seeds to heroin.
But Columbia County Sheriff's Lieutenant Wayne Smith says zero tolerance rules on THC are needed to keep the door firmly shut on efforts to legalize hemp cultivation in the U.S. Smith says his officers regularly arrest people who pick and smoke the low THC wild marijuana known as ditch weed that grows all over the county. He says fields of legal hemp would multiply that problem.
If I, as a law enforcement officer, catch you in possession of marijuana, and then you tell me, well, this is the legal marijuana, do we then incur a cost that prior to court proceedings or arrest, marijuana has to be sent to some type of laboratory and, you know, it's level tested? And if they want to legalize marijuana, they need to legalize marijuana.
And Smith sees legalizing hemp food products as a backdoor way to do just that. Several states have passed laws legalizing the cultivation of hemp for fiber and food products. A Wisconsin bill failed to make it out of committee this year. The current DEA rules prevent farmers from actually growing it. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.